Derry City, at the heart of the Foyle constituency, looks rather different than it did at the last Westminster elections. Scores of runners and cyclists use the new river path and the Peace Bridge. The city centre has been spruced up and a brand new swimming pool and leisure centre opened this week in St Columb's Park. But the Keep Fit craze and the new cafes in Derry tell only half the story. The city is still the UK's unemployment black spot, together with Strabane just on the A5. Nearly 8% of those of working age claim benefits. For example, here at the Lisney Galvin Job Centre in the Waterside.
There's nothing out there. I don't want no temporary or anything like that there. No zero contracts or nothing. I want something permanent that I can get my teeth into just. There's nothing there. Nobody wants to invest. Nothing comes to Waterside anyway.
Well, I've got a first class degree, but unfortunately there's just no work out there.
What was your degree in?
Sport and exercise science. It's really job changers, all temporary jobs and no hours.
No security
at
all.
So I'm very frustrated having to go in here today, I'll tell you.
Retailers here in the city centre on the West Bank face challenging times too. They have to compete with a weak euro. There are concerns about parking charges and about business rates. Many a shop has closed down. Henderson's music, though, is going strong.
Hello there.
How are you?
Not too bad.
But Raymond Henderson has a few issues he thinks the politicians should address.
Well, I think the main thing would be rates. We pay about 10,000 in rates to our two buildings here in Foyle Springs, and it's about a fourfold difference for Bishop Street as it is for Foyle Springs. Many shops have closed down. I know it is a big issue amongst the retailers in the city centre. If you don't want your city centre to die, then it's a priority. I really do think there should be something done with urban regeneration. There's always all those space above all those shops that isn't used that could be let out to people, that could be refurbished. There doesn't seem to be any urban regeneration strategy in place.
Then there's the university issue. There's been a vocal campaign to expand student numbers here at the McGee campus. But right now it looks as though hundreds of places will be cut instead. For many on the campus and further afield, this is taking things in the wrong direction.
They both do Irish language and literature, and there's a lot of talk about cuts in our course as well, so an expansion would definitely do great things for us. Personally,
well, they get expanded, it'd be great, because if it was bigger, then it'd be better courses on offer.
What do you study?
Be business with accounts.
And do you think you'll get a job at the end?
Well, there's a lot of jobs now in finance, so hopefully. But again, it's places like Belfast, so you have to move or go further afield. If everyone's moving for jobs, then there's not going to be any room really for companies to come in, because all the workforces, they're all moving elsewhere. Derry itself needs a bit more, a lot of work done to it, just with roads, with kind of infrastructure, and hopefully then you'll get a lot of employers coming in.
Everything just seems to be cut for Derry. All new jobs, all Belfast, nothing Derry. Take everything away from Derry, so.
Back in the Waterside, the new Foyle Arena with its 25-metre swimming pool does represent a huge investment. It's cost nearly £13 million. Those at the opening day are impressed. Many of them feel that for too long the health and well-being of people here has been neglected. So what about the quality of life in the Foyle constituency?
I've seen a lot of young people that, you know, overweight, you know, heavily obese, and that's the one thing that's very noticeable.
I'm Hannah Shields and I live here in Derry, and I cannot wait. I've been so excited about this year.
You're a bit of an athlete, that's fair to say. Do you think the quality of life here and the possibility of being healthy and well for people, do you think that's getting better in this area?
Infinitely so. You only have to go out to the streets here, see people walking, running. The new bridge has done so much wonders for that. The new walkway all the way up to Granshire, can't again wait for that to be opened. I work over in Coleraine, and even people over there, they always keep saying to us, every time they come up to Derry, they see people active.